The loser bet that we will yet again have another study, that we won't follow through. The losers under, I mean, the winners under this, the people who are cynical, who think that they don't have to comply with the Clean Air Act. I notice that today in China Daily, dated September 22nd, the Chinese are talking about their tougher emission standards. They are talking about the fact that there's a pushback from their utilities because there's cost of compliance. But they know that there is a health benefit. They can't continue to pollute. And there's an economic benefit for people who move ahead with the compliance. And the Chinese are going to make money by being cleaner, adopting technologies to reduce emissions. Mr. Speaker, I'm embarrassed that we have, after 21 years, a proposal to yet again delay implementation, that they're picking winners and losers, putting people who profit from pollution ahead of people who are responsible. It's just wrong.
Time of the gentleman has expired. The gentleman from Kentucky.
I might say to the distinguished gentleman from Oregon that it is correct that